Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our discovery unit today, and we're talking about mining gold to try to find that good yellow stuff that can make us rich overnight.
Wow, is that possible? Actually, I have to tell the listeners a story here.
Yep.
When I was growing up, my dad loved to go gold mining.
Really? Did you ever get anything?
We did. We found some gold.
A lot?
In the mountains of Arizona, there are mines called the Lost Dutchman Mines.
Okay.
So, yeah, we would go looking for gold on Saturdays. It was so fun.
Did you make a lot of money doing that?
No, we
didn't. Just some, huh?
Just had a good time with Dad.
Okay. Well, I guess you can do some gold mining activities in Jingguasha here in Taiwan. We did something there. You can get a few little gold flakes, but remember, gold can be sliced extremely thin, so those little gold flakes are just pretty and not really worth anything. But it's still fun. But we're actually talking about a program on the Discovery Channel about these fellas who leave the big city of New York and head out to the Klondike, which is an area of Canada, and they are looking for gold. They've got gold fever.
Yeah, you know, if there's a fast way to get rich, most people are eager to chase after it. This is different from Discovery's usual programs because it's not a reality program. It's actually a fictional mini-series, and it was actually based on a novel by Charlotte Gray. She called her book Gold Diggers, Striking It Rich in the Klondike. Let's go ahead and read day one. This is a two-day unit about striking pay dirt in the Klondike. At one time or another, we've all dreamed of becoming extremely wealthy. Nowadays, people may think of hitting the jackpot by creating the next big smartphone app, opening a popular restaurant chain, or making a bundle in the stock market. Yet in the past, the average person's options were more limited. One of the only ways to become rich overnight was to set out into the great unknown to mine for gold. Discovery's six-part mini-series, Klondike, gives viewers a peek at the exciting, albeit dangerous, lives of those ambitious miners who put everything on the line in the hope of striking it rich. Klondike is based on a novel by Charlotte Gray entitled Gold Diggers, Striking It Rich in the Klondike. As the network's first ever scripted mini-series, it represents a bold new direction for Discovery. The show follows the footsteps of two best friends, Bill Haskell and Byron Epstein, as they embark on a perilous journey into the North American wilderness during the 1890s Gold Rush era. The men's intended destination is Dawson City, the center of the Klondike gold fever in Canada. At this time, thousands of miners, businessmen, and con artists set out for the city, hoping to make their fortunes. The series is a classic tale of man versus nature, as the friends must travel over rough terrain, deal with frigid temperatures, and scrounge whatever they can find to eat along the way. However, battling against nature isn't the only difficulty they must overcome. They must also contend with a diverse collection of greedy businessmen and hucksters who wouldn't hesitate to put a man 6 feet under to earn a profit.
Okay, let's talk about today's unit. It's all about a TV show or a series of TV shows on the Discovery Channel, Discover Your World. And the title is Striking Pay Dirt in the Klondike. So here, pay dirt just refers to being able to find something very valuable underground. You can hit pay dirt. You can strike pay dirt. It's kind of a slang term here. It doesn't actually refer to gold itself, right? It's some other mineral.
It's ore, yeah. Ore, it's very valuable.
But people use it to describe any time that you actually find something in the ground that's very valuable, some kind of mineral such as gold or platinum or whatever.
Ore is O-R-E, by the way.
That's right. And strike means to hit something. You could strike someone in the face, for example, if they're mean to you. But, hey, that's violence. We don't condone violence. And here's our first sentence here. It says, at one time or another, we've all dreamed of becoming extremely wealthy. Admit it, everybody has this dream. No, we're not like some Buddhist monks or something like that who are happy just hanging out in a temple, living very close to nature. Every one of us, or at least 99.9999999% of us, have thought about becoming rich beyond our wildest dreams.
Or extremely wealthy. Yeah, we really want to have a lot of money.
We do.
Some people just want money, though, so they don't have to worry so much.
Or don't have to work.
About paying bills. I want to work. I think work is good for us.
True.
Nowadays, people may think of hitting the jackpot by doing one of the following: creating the next big smartphone app, or as you like to say in Taiwan, APP.
Yep.
Please say app. No one spells things in America. Opening a popular restaurant chain. Or perhaps you're going to strike it rich by making a bundle in the stock market. If you hit the jackpot, it just means you become wealthy overnight, very, very quickly. Usually you're gambling if you hit the jackpot. If you've ever used one of those slot machines in Las Vegas, for example, or Macau, where you can gamble, if you hit the jackpot, you'll hear that bell go ding, 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 and all these coins come down and you're rich.
Supposedly. It depends on how much you put in initially.
Not that rich.
But you want to hit the jackpot. You want to win the lottery. You want to get rich overnight. And you can do this by, if you can write the next big smartphone app. Or if you own a popular restaurant chain. A chain is not just one restaurant, but several restaurants with the same name and the same menu. A restaurant chain. I can think of some examples. Maybe Chili's is a restaurant chain that's popular in the United States, or TGIF Fridays or whatever.
Subway.
Subway. Those are all restaurant chains. Or perhaps if you're smart and you can invest in stocks, you might make a bundle in the stock market. Of course, money oftentimes is wrapped in a bundle, a pile of money wrapped with some kind of piece of paper around it, or maybe a rubber band or something.
True.
And if you make a bundle, that means you make a fortune, you make a lot of money. And the stock market, of course, is where you buy stock or shares in companies.
Well, in the past, the average person, and we're just talking about, you know, the average guy on the street, their options of hitting the jackpot or becoming extremely wealthy quickly were limited. Your options just mean your choices. So if you have different options, it simply means you have different choices that you can think about. So there weren't a lot of ways to get rich long ago.
There weren't.
No.
But nowadays, there do seem to be lots of options available. An option is a choice. And yes, in the past, the average person's options or choices or opportunities were limited. One of the only ways to become rich overnight was to set out into the great unknown to mine for gold. And every once in a while, they discovered gold in different parts of the American West, the Canadian West as well. And when people heard about that, they stampeded like cattle out there to try to stake their claim and get some gold. So, of course, you probably lived in some of the big cities out east, and then you set out into the great unknown. To set out means to begin a long and difficult journey. So they would set out into the great wilderness of the West, and they would mine for gold. Mine here is a verb. It just means you dig things out of the ground, especially if they're valuable. Mine can also be a noun. It just refers to a place where that is done. Like there used to be lots of coal mines out there in Shifenliao.
Tom used an interesting phrase just now. He said they would stampede like cattle. If you stampede, it means you're moving very quickly. When cattle get excited, you know, the cows, the steers that people raise for meat, when they get excited, they all run together in a big group. And that's kind of what happened when gold was discovered. People got so excited, they thought, oh, here's my chance to get rich. And so they all ran or set out, started their journey into the great unknown. They wanted to see if they could find gold too. Well, Discovery, a channel on TV, is having a mini-series. They're showing a mini-series called Klondike. And it's giving viewers a peek, a little look, is a peek, at the exciting, albeit dangerous lives of those ambitious miners who put everything on the line to find gold. You know, I'd probably have done the same if I lived back then.
Sure.
If you have a chance to get wealthy quickly, you'll want to do all you can to do it. Albeit, it's kind of an interesting word. It's a conjunction word. It puts two parts of a sentence together. It just means although. So it's an interesting way to change up your vocabulary. Instead of writing although, just write albeit, albeit. Ambitious is when you have a lot of dreams of becoming successful. And to be ambitious isn't bad if you don't hurt other people while you're trying to be successful. You could be ambitious and help your coworkers as well at the same time, so that's okay. But these ambitious miners weren't really interested in helping each other. They wanted to be the ones to find the gold. Now, here's a phrase we use. To put something on the line means you risk that thing. So if you put everything on the line, you're risking everything to get what you want.
Yeah, you basically have to use all your money and say goodbye to your friends and risk your family and everything to head out west and try to strike it rich. Well, Klondike is based on a novel by Charlotte Gray entitled Gold Diggers Striking It Rich in the Klondike. So that was a novel written by Charlotte Gray. I wonder if she's related to Zane Gray, the famous Western writer. Probably not. But in any case here, this program is based on this novel. The program the people who wrote this program read this book, and they came up with some ideas that were based on this book. So a lot of the ideas for this program came from this book. That's why we say it was based on this novel. A gold digger is a term that applies to people who are actually digging for gold, but oftentimes it's used to refer to mostly women who go after rich men just because they like their money.
Yeah, they want to marry those men for their money, not because they're in love with them. We call them gold diggers. We still use that term, actually. Now, it's the network's first ever scripted miniseries. A network is a group of broadcasting stations that all broadcast the same programs. So they are doing something they've never done before. First ever means they've never done this in the past. This is the first time. It's scripted, which means people that are in the show are actually reading lines, or they're giving lines they've memorized from a script. If you're an actor, you always have a script where you learn the lines, and then you go out either on a stage or on a film set, and you repeat those lines as the actor. So it's scripted, and it represents a bold new direction for Discovery. If you're doing something that's bold, you're doing something kind of courageous. It's something that requires you to do something you've never done before. So bold, if you're bold, you have a lot of courage, you're confident. Good for you. Good for them for trying something new.
Indeed. And for me, I'm having kind of a life crisis. I need to do something bold before I turn 30.
We're going to do something bold right now and listen to our Chinese teacher. We'll be right back.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Tommy。今天的 Discovery 课程将介绍迷你影集 Klondike 淘金年代。首先我们看到课文标题 Striking Pay Dirt in the Klondike。 Strike Pay Dirt就是找到丰富矿藏的意思，后来衍生为找到珍贵的东西。 Strike 可以当动词或名词用，当动词时 Strike 的三态为 Strike, Struck, Stricken. Struck, S-T-R-U-C-K. Stricken, S-T-R-I-C-K-E-N. Strike 有许多常见的字义，例如打即，举例来说 ，Suddenly, a ball struck John on the right shoulder. 突然间，有一颗球击中约翰的右肩。灾难突然发生或袭击某地时，也可以用 strike。例如 ，An unexpected earthquake struck the country and claimed thousands of lives. 一场毫无预警的地震袭击这个国家，夺走了数千条人命。此外 ，strike 也有罢工的意思。例如 The factory workers went on a strike for better pay. 工厂工人进行罢工来要求更好的待遇。最后 strike 也可以指突然响起，此时必须以事物当主词，不可以用人当主词。例如 A crazy idea struck Mary， 玛丽突然有个疯狂的想法。或者也可以用虚主词 it 代替后面的 that 名词子句。例如 It struck me that I lost my wallet at home， 我突然想到我把钱包忘在家里了。接下来我们看到本课的第一段，第一段说明现代人有很多可以一夕致富的方法， become rich overnight， 但以前的人就没有那么多方法可供选择，而其中一个方法就是去挖掘金矿。我们看到第一段第三句， Yet in the past, the average person's options were more limited. 然而在过去，一般人选择赚大钱的方式较为受限。 Option 是名词，选择的意思，相当于 choice。 我们常听到人家说 Have no option but to， 原形动词，就是不得不去做某事的意思。也可以说 have no choice but to， 原形动词， have no alternative but to， 原形动词。例如 students have no option but to follow school rules， 学生不得不遵守校规。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our program, everybody. We're talking about Klondike, striking pay dirt in the Klondike. This is a mini-series on the Discovery Channel about trying to mine for gold in the Klondike area of Canada. It's actually in the Yukon Territory there, and Yukon, of course, is north of British Columbia there, if you're familiar with Canada there. And this show follows the footsteps of two best friends, Bill Haskell and Byron Epstein.
Epstein is how I read
it. Epstein, yeah. I've heard Epstein. It kind of depends on the person. Yeah. You need to ask them specifically how they pronounce their last name. But in any case here, if you follow the footsteps, you just basically follow closely after someone. You could also follow in someone's footsteps. That just means you're doing like what your parents did or what your father did. Well, my father was a doctor, so I'm following in his footsteps, and I'm going to be a doctor too, for example. And these are two best friends, Bill Haskell and Byron Epstein, and they embark on this perilous journey. They set out. That's what to embark on means. Embark, well, bark is a word that means boat. So to embark means to start a journey, not necessarily on a boat, but just to begin a journey or a trip. It's a perilous journey. If something's perilous, it's full of danger and there are a lot of risks involved. A perilous journey sailing across the Pacific Ocean, for example.
If you've taken a trip on an airplane recently, you'll probably have heard the words we're going to disembark the plane. A disembarkation card is a card that you're given by the flight attendant, which you have to fill out and present to customs when you go to a new country. Disembarkation card, meaning you're getting off that aircraft. So like Tom said, you could go on board a ship, an aircraft. If you embark for a country, it means you're journeying there. So we use it in different ways. But here, we could also say you're going to embark on or embark upon a new course of action. He embarked on a new career. You could use it that way. Typically, if you embark, you're going somewhere. So they're doing something scary or risky. Peril is the noun form of this adjective, perilous. If you're in peril, it means you're in danger. So you want to be real careful. They're going on kind of a risky journey that could lead to danger. We're going to find out pretty soon that some people lose their lives.
Oh, no.
In Klondike. Yeah. They're going to go to North America into the wilderness If you're in the wilderness, you're in a part of the country where there aren't a lot of buildings or people or cities. There's just a lot of land and wild animals. Good luck.
That's right. And North America, of course, is big, so there's a lot of wilderness there. But this actually happened a long time ago in the 1890s. It's not happening now. I guess Bill Haskell and Byron Epstein lived a long time ago. They're probably long dead. And there was a gold rush during this time, the gold rush era of the 1890s. A gold rush refers to when people were heading out west from the cities in the east, and they were going out there to find gold, the gold rush, heading out to Klondike, the Yukon, and their intended destination is Dawson City. That's in the Yukon. And intended here just means that's what they intended or what they planned to do, what they meant to do, what they wanted to do, their intended destination. Of course, your destination is where you're going. What is your destination? Well, I'm going to Boston.
Well, at this time, back in the 1890s, of course, thousands of miners, businessmen, and con artists set out for the city hoping to make their fortunes. Now, if you're a con artist, you're someone who tries to rip people off or trick them into giving up their money. You do something that's dishonest, and what ends up happening is someone loses their money because you deceived or tricked them. So con artists are alive and well today. I know in Taiwan they're still calling people and saying, you know, you just want a big trip, give me your personal ID, personal information, and I'll send you a check or send you this ticket to a world trip. Be careful. There are a lot of con artists out there who are trying to steal your money.
Yeah, I don't get many of those calls myself. I just got one from somebody who said that he was like my son and that he had been kidnapped and that I should pay the ransom.
Your son, huh?
I said, Kai wan xiao wo mei you arzi hao bu hao. I don't have a son, so leave me alone. Of course, they said some Taiwanese cussing to me, and then they hung up. But if you were in Dawson at this time, you would have encountered lots of miners, people like you, businessmen and con artists. They were there to cheat you. And, of course, all these people wanted to make their fortunes. Why else would they have gone out to that wilderness in the middle of nowhere? Yeah, Canada's a great country, but that's a part of Canada that I'd rather not go to. It's cold as heck. But the series is a classic tale of man versus nature. As friends must travel over rough terrain, they have to deal with frigid temperatures, and they have to scrounge whatever they can find to eat along the way. So they have to do a lot here on this perilous journey out into the wilderness here. Man versus nature. Man here just means people. And, of course, they're going over rough terrain. Terrain just basically means the land itself, especially when you're considering its physical features, whether it has mountains and rivers and valleys and stuff like that. We could say that, South Texas is rather flat terrain. It's very flat there. There are no mountains there. But we're talking about rough terrain. In this case, rough means there are probably lots of mountain valleys, lots of rivers, lots of big rocks. It's very difficult to cross.
They have to deal with frigid temperatures. Frigid means very cold. And if you scrounge, it means you're doing whatever you can to find some food or money from others. You don't have it yourself, so you're just kind of looking in the trash, looking around, asking people for their scraps, their leftover food. Whatever you can find to eat is something that you'll take. So it does sound difficult. However, battling against nature here just means the temperatures, the terrain, it's hard to travel over that land, isn't the only difficulty they must overcome. They have to contend or battle with a diverse collection of greedy businessmen and hucksters. If you contend with or against something, it means you're confronting that thing, you're battling against it, you're fighting against it, you're struggling to overcome some sort of difficulty. And if you're greedy, you want more than what is your fair share. If you're greedy and you go to a party, you probably eat all the pizza and don't leave any for your friends. Don't be greedy. Greedy can be someone who wants more money than they should have, or food, both. A huckster is another word for con artist, so watch out for the hucksters out there. And if you hesitate, you kind of... You hold back from doing something for some reason. Here it says, the hucksters or con artists wouldn't hesitate or stop themselves from putting a man 6 feet under to earn a profit.
6 feet under just means you're buried underground, you're dead. I guess that's the depth at which bodies are buried in cemeteries. So if you're 6 feet under, again, you're not living anymore. We hope that doesn't happen to you.
It means they wouldn't hesitate to kill someone.
Basically, so it's a very dangerous place, so you gotta watch out and protect yourself. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. It's time now for our Chinese teacher.
接着我们看到第二段课文，第二段说明淘金年代是由小说改编而成的迷你影集，叙述西元1890年代末期，两位好友 Bill Haskell 和 Byron Epstein 前往 Klondike 淘金。我们看到本段的倒数第二句 ，The man's intended destination is Dawson City, the center of the Klondike gold fever in Canada.两人预定的目的地为道森市，加拿大克朗代克淘金热的中心都市。Intended 为过去分词，在此句做形容词用，表示预定的、预期的。原形动词为 intend， 打算、意图的意思。打算要做某事，可以说 intend to。原形动词 ，The famous singer intended to hold a benefit concert。By the end of the year, 这位知名歌手打算在今年年底前举办一场慈善演唱会。文章的最后一段提到 ,Bill 和 Byron 一路上不但要和大自然对抗，还得和一些贪婪的人对抗。我们看到本文的最后一句 ,They must also contend with a diverse collection of greedy businessmen.And hucksters who wouldn't hesitate to put a man 6 feet under to earn a profit. 他们还必须对抗各种不同的贪婪商人和叫卖者，而这些人只要能够牟利，就会毫不迟疑地将人置于死地。形容词 greedy 是贪婪的意思，名词为 greed。例如 ，Will wisdom triumph in the end?Or will stupidity and greed prove more powerful? 智慧最后会战胜一切吗？或是愚蠢和贪婪会证明他们更强大呢？
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We have one more day to talk about striking pay dirt in the Klondike. Join us then. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye. Bye.